नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। गोप्यादेत्वये कृतागसि दामतावद् अंजन संभ्रमाक्षम् वक्त्रं निनीय
My dear Krishna, Yashoda took up a rope to bind you when you committed an offense, and your perturbed eyes overflooded with tears, which washed the mascara from your eyes. And you were afraid, though fear personified is afraid of you. This sight is bewildering to me.
जाति दशाश्रु कलिलान जन सम्रमासम वक्तं निनीय भय भावनयास्तस्य सामां विमोहयति धीरपि जगद्विजेति। So this is the description of Krishna's becoming Damodar. Krishna's another name is Damodar. The Damodar temple, Radha Damodar temple, is there in Vrindavan, and I was staying there. I still have my two rooms. So this Damodar description, this Damodar month is coming, and it will begin on the 18th of this October. So from that day, he'll observe Damodar Vrata for 1 month, from 18th to 17th November. The duty will be that in the evening he'll offer candles, small candles, all of them, just before the deity. Not within the room, outside the room. And chant the Damodar stop, Namami Saram. That is already printed in our song book. This will be Damodar Vrata. That Damodar is explained here. Srimati Kunti, he is also motherly. So, how Krishna was afraid of his mother, Yashoda, that is described here. Gopya, by your mother, Yashoda. The Vallabhacharya made a book of Krishna's various names, and he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to request him to hear that how he has disguised Krishna's name. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that I know Krishna's two names, Shamasundar and Yashoda Stanandhar. Shamasundar, beautiful Shama, Krishna, Yang Shamasundaram Achinta Guna Sarupam. He is not Shama. Shama means blackish. but at the same time, the most beautiful. Here in this material world, if somebody is blacklist, he cannot be called beautiful. But Krishna, although he is blackish, he is sundaram, very, very beautiful. How much sundaram? Kandatpa koti kamaniya visesha sundaram. Kandatpa koti. If you keep one side, millions of cupid, still Krishna will appear more beautiful. Just like we sing Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Sushitala. Koti, millions of moons together, they cannot be so peaceful and cool as the lotus feet of Lord Nitai. These examples are given in the Shastra. They are not exaggeration but actual fact. And we have to take it in good faith, then we'll make advance in spiritual life. Otherwise, if we think these things are exaggeration in the Shastra or by the devotees, that is aparadha, offense. So here it is saying, Pitavasi. Would be like Pitavasi. So, Krishna was offended before his mother. The mother, Jashoda, was taking care of the milk, and Krishna wanted to suck his breast. So, mother was very busy. So, when the milk was overflowing, he immediately left Krishna and went to take care of the milk. Krishna became very much angry. So, he went to the butter store and broke the butter pot. Spoiled it. And when Mother Jashoda saw that the child is breaking the butter pot, he immediately wanted to catch him. And Krishna fled away. Then, after all, he was a small child, and Mother Jashoda caught him and wanted to bind him with a rope. This is the fact. Pitavasi, then, Gopya Adavi Pitavasi Tam, because you are offended, therefore he wanted to bind him. Dama. Dama means rope, flower. And what was the condition at that time? The condition was jati dasa. Dasa means condition. So, he was crying. Lord Krishna, out of fear of his mother, the mother will bind me. So, he was crying, and while crying, the tears washed the, what is called, kajal, mascara. So they are dropping, and he was fearful, crying, and his head was down, flapping, this condition. Niniya, Bhaktang Niniya, face. He felt culprit that I had done wrong. Bhaya Bhavana, You are so much afraid that mother will bind me. My freedom will be lost. Sitasa, in this way, when you are situated. So, Kunti Devi is remembering that scene, and she became astonished. Why? And Dhirapi Jada Vidheti. There is one thing, bhaya. Everyone is afraid of something that is called bhaya. So there is the personified bhaya, B. So he is also afraid of Krishna, because Krishna is the supreme being, controller, Ishvara, Parama Krishna. So he can control, just like the superintendent of police. So everyone is afraid of the superintendent of police, especially those criminals, they are very much afraid. But why the governor should be afraid of the police superintendent? And that is not possible. That is unnatural. Similarly, if there is any director of the fear department in the kingdom of Krishna, so he is afraid of Krishna, because everyone is servant. Ekala Ishwar Krishna Arsa Bhritta. Whoever may be. Just like Goddess Kali, she is personified fear. Just imagine the bodily feature of Goddess Kali. She is killing all the asuras. So many asuras have been killed that all their heads have been made into a garland, and she is putting on the soldier. And one asura killed, and she has taken the head in the left hand. And the other hand is engaged with the, what is called, chopper. Kharga. What is the English of kharga? Chopper. Yeah. And she is standing. Dhi means personified. Personified fearfulness. So those who are criminals, they worship God. God is God. Mother, please excuse me. I am criminal. I'll give you one goat. So these things are going on in the name of worshipping God. But that is not God worship. That is worshipping the fearful personified by the criminals. Yes, Durga, Kali is expansion of Durga. Just like Vishnu is expansion of Krishna, similarly, Krishna's energy has also many expansions. Dasu Mahavidya, there are many expansions of Durga. Because she has to look after the police department. Police department is there, but there are many officers in that police department. Similarly, Durga is the superintendent of police of this universe. Durga. Durga means the fort. Durga. Go means going, and do means difficulty. So, when you cannot go unless you accept so many difficulties, that is called durga or fort. So, this universe, material world, is just like a durga. You cannot escape. Conditioned souls, you cannot escape. It is very difficult. Vaividhisa gunamai duratvaya. There are rules and regulations, just like immigration department, security department, same thing. These are simply reflections of the original function of the supreme government. So, this is just like prison house. You cannot escape so easily. If you try to escape, then you will be again punished. So, the V, the superintendent of police, the original superintendent is Durga. Durga means the protector of this Durga, where you cannot escape. She is also servant of Krishna. Therefore it is said, Bhīrapi Jagvihethi. This Durga is a fearful personified, but still she cannot disobey Krishna's order. That is her position. Dashi. Māmi vaja prabhadhante māyā metāṁ tarante. The bhee, the fearful creature of Krishna's potency, can only excuse you when you are surrendered to Krishna. Otherwise, you have to suffer the material pains. We can understand how we are materially inconvenienced. We have got such a nice house and we are living on the third floor, so nicely decorated with marble. But the Durga's agent, the flies, they can go there and disturb you so much so that you would like to go away from this house. This is our position. So the V, the fearful personified agent, can punish you anywhere. You may think that I am very comfortably situated, but that fearful agent can go anywhere. So that fearful agent, Durga, is also fearful of Krishna. This is Krishna's police, because he is servant. Sristi-sthiti pralaya-sādhana-sakti-rekha chāyī-vajasya-bhavanāni-vibhakti-durga. She is so powerful, Durga, that she can create one universe. Just like Krishna can create, Krishna also creates through her agent. As it is stated, natastha-kārjaṁ-karanam-cakīdhe. He does not do anything directly. But as soon as he desires, let there, sa ikhata, sa asti jata. These are the statements of the Veda. In the Bible also, it is said, God desired, let there be creation. Is it not like that? And there was peace. Yes. The modern man, they cannot understand. Yeah, but it is. If somebody says, let there be creation, and immediately that is ready, and he hasn't got to do it, these things are simply exaggerated. But now, that is the fact. God does not do anything by himself. He's so powerful. Simply by his will, there are so many agents and they are so powerful that immediately they can do it. Well, the foolish people, they cannot see the hands of God is working everywhere. So, Sishtisthiti Ibram, Maya Dakshina Prakriti Swati Satyasram. So, Prakriti, this material nature is working, and if one is criminal, criminal means we are. Just see the flies, the insects, how much they are suffering. Whole night they struggle to enjoy the land. And in the morning, all dead. All dead. This is their life. So we are thinking that we are better situated. No, we are not better situated. Our principle is the same. That you come here, you accept a certain type of body and whole night or whole life. Night means ignorance. Darkness. So in ignorance, you go on struggling whole life and then you become dead. The same thing. There is no difference between the life of the insect. Therefore, Prabhadananda Saraswati says that these big demigods, jatkaranna katakka bhaivavata. There is a verse, I just can't forget it. Koivalna narakat. Prabhadananda Saraswati says that koivalna, the impersonalist theory of becoming one, monist, with the Absolute. That is called koivalna. So he says, koivallam narakayate. Or a devotee who has got little favor of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For him, this koivalla su, happiness of becoming one with the Supreme, is as good as the hell. Koivallam narakayate. And tidasapura akasa puspayate. Tidasapura means where 33 millions of demigods live, heavenly planets. It is something like phantasmagoria, akasapushpa, which is just like in Bengal, they say, jokingly, ghoradding. Ghoradding means a ghora, a horse never gives eggs. It is fantastic. It is not possible. Similarly, these heavenly planets for a Vaishnava is Ghoraddi. They don't care for it. It is no fact. So, Kaivalnam Narakayate Tirasapura Akasa Pushpayate. Kurmi is they want to go to the heavenly planet. This is the sarcastic remark upon the Kurmis. And Koivallam Narakayate, a sarcastic remark upon the Jnanis, they want to become one. Koivallam Narakayate, Tidasapura Akasa Pushpayate, Duddanta Indriya Kala Sattva Patali Pratkhata Damastayate. Duddanta Indriya, our senses are very powerful. Duddanta cannot control. Just like snake. Snakes. If you get some snakes here, it is very difficult to control. If you go to control immediately, it will bite and your life is finished. But mantra-ushadi, those who know mantra and ushadi, they can control. But common man, they cannot control. This Prabhupadananda Saraswati says that there is no control, there is no question of control. This snake is horrible, very fearful, so long it has got the poison teeth, Vijna. So, sometimes the physicians, according to Ayurvedic system, they take out the poison from the teeth. They do not kill, but catch and take out the poison. So, if the poison teeth is taken away, the snake is no more fearful. So, Prabhudananda Saraswati says, the Duddanta Kala Sattva Patali Prutkhata Dhamaskar. Dhamaskar is like the dentist, take away the teeth. Similarly, if one snakes, poison teeth is taken away. So, it is no more fear. In Bengal it is said, Vishnai Kulopana Chakra. So, one who knows that this snake, poison teeth is taken away, is not happy. But this snake is fearful to the boys, to the children, not to the elderly. So, anyone who has become devotee, for them, these senses which are compared with the snakes, they are not fearful. Just like Haridasa. He is a young man, he has got all the senses, and the young girl, beautiful girl, came before him, but he was not here. Because the poison teeth is taken away of his senses. His senses being engaged in Krishna's service, it is no more controller or the sense provider. This is the question. Therefore, Prabhudananda Saraswati says, the Duddanta, the senses are like the snakes. It is very difficult to control. But it can be controlled because the poison teeth is taken. This is the position of devotee. Kaivallam narakayate, tidasapura akasa puspayate, Duddanta indriya kala sattva patali patkhata damaskayate. And what is the other? Na vidhimaindra adishtya kitayate. I was going to come to this one. Vidhimaindra adishtya kitayate. Vidhi means Brahma. And Mahendra means the king of heaven, Indra is. Such a big, big man. What to speak of this statue or Subhasbhasa. This big, big. They are kitayate. Kitayate man. A devotee thinks this Brahma and Indra are exactly like this insect. That is conception. But that is actually the fact. Everyone, it is a relative world. Relatively, it looks very gorgeous. But actually, just like proportion, you put 5 upon 10 and 5 millions upon 10 million. The ratio is the same. Similarly, these big, big men, these big, big politicians, they are struggling exactly like the insect. The whole life they struggle, and in the morning at a certain time, there's heaps of dead bodies. We have seen it in Calcutta, when there was Hindu-Muslim life, the fog, and in Bhagavad, there are heaps of dead bodies. And when this dead body, nobody could understand who is Hindu and who is Muslim, simply it was to be cleared from the road. So our position is like that. So we may be afraid of this fearful agent. But Krishna is not fearful, afraid of fearful agent. Because we should not. Therefore, Kunti is astonished. Vimohayati. This is my astonishment. How Krishna is afraid of his Maharaj. Everyone is afraid of Krishna. That Krishna, Kunti admits that. Therefore, it is called Leela. Everything, whatever Krishna does, it is Leela. Leela means he is enjoying that fearful attitude of himself. Everyone praise him as the Supreme Lord, his adored, his worship. Nobody can be fearful to him. Nobody goes to Krishna, I have come to chastise you, Krishna. That is not possible. Nobody goes to the temple with the attitude, with the speech, I have come to chastise. Everyone is praying. So when Krishna thinks that I want to be chastised, at that time he becomes subordinate to his devotee, to be chastised. This is Krishna. Krishna agrees. Then nobody comes to chastise me or my devotee. If some devotee comes to chastise me, I like. So Krishna accepts such great devotee as his mother and father, and they are able to chastise Krishna. So these people, the Mayavadi people, they are trying to become one with the God. But a devotee doesn't like to be one with God, but better than God or higher than God. That is devotee. Devotee is so powerful that a devotee can claim to become higher than God. They can produce God. That's like Yashodama. Devotee. He produced God. And God agrees. These Devaki and Vasudev, they underwent severe penances, austerities, without any conjugal union. They undergone tapasya. And Krishna came to them, that, what do you want? Now, we want a son like you. So, Krishna said, who can be equal to me? That is not possible. I shall become your son. But this is the reason that Krishna took birth as the son of Devaki, because they become Krishna, Vasudev, and Devaki, or mother, Yashoda, and Nanda. They became the father and mother of Krishna. And now they are chastising Krishna. It is not so easy thing. They had to undergo thousands of years and penances to take this position of chastising Krishna. It is not